Toward the end of Palin's speech, she referenced a line coined by Clinton, where she referred to her candidacy as having left 18 million cracks in America's glass ceiling. Palin told women voters that they weren't finished yet, and that through her candidacy they could shatter that glass ceiling. Obama backers went on the attack immediately, from the campaign's national press office down to state officials like Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton. Lawton has been an outspoken advocate for women's rights and campaigned for Clinton during the Democratic primary. But she says having Palin on the GOP ticket represents no change for women.
She is right there supporting a McCain agenda that, as I've pointed out before, is fundamentally disrespectful for women. He has no interest in and has voted against equal pay for equal work. If he's not going to empower women to at least have access to the kind of health care they need and what is fundamental and core to a woman and reproductive health care, there's no change here.
Among those backing McCain, the response was much different.
Ah, I am so proud of my party today.
That's former Republican State Senator Kathy Stepp, who's now the treasurer for the state GOP and is working for the McCain campaign.
I think it's a great statement for women of all parties and of no parties, you know, independent women as well, to see a woman elevated to this potential position. I think it's a phenomenal statement. It's historical, and I'm so proud it's the Republican Party that's moving this forward.
Stepp says she's watched the Democratic Party talk about equality between the sexes for a long time, but she says the Republican Party is now demonstrating it. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.